We start this broadcast with Crop Watch, presented by O'Toole Seed, Ag Country, Farm Credit Services, and Query Industries. A light band of rain moved through portions of the Red River Valley into northern Minnesota and southern Manitoba. The 24-hour rainfall totals from the North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network include 48 hundredths at Campbell, Minnesota, Morton, North Dakota at 2/10 of an inch, 45 hundredths in Hubbard, Minnesota, more than 3/10 of an inch at Roseau, Minnesota, and less than 3 1/100ths at Grafton, North Dakota.
Rain is falling in the Badger, Minnesota area today, which has fieldwork progress at a halt. Shane Isney has been able to plant spring wheat, soybeans, and a portion of this year's corn crop. However, last year's corn ground is proving to be a challenge.
We've kind of hit the wall now, so we're running into a lot of wet ground and becoming a challenge, and we're getting rain here today, so this might be the end for us. We've got probably about 600 acres that we haven't been able to get in yet, so it is what it is, and the crops that went in have gotten some, you know, pretty timely rain so far and look okay, but just a real struggle trying to find dry ground here towards the end.
The alfalfa crop in northwestern Minnesota did suffer from winter kill. Isney says the area generally doesn't have that problem because of adequate snow cover.
We kind of determined that last fall freezing up and very wet and damaged the roots of the alfalfa. And we ended up with over 500 acres that got totaled out. And while we used some of that acreage for our cattle, that's kind of also actually a calf crop for us. Like we sell that to customers we've had for 20 years or better. And this year, we aren't going to be able to put up as much. We've tried to replace some of it, but like I said, I don't remember having this bad of winter kill in 20 years, which it's kind of like piling on for us this year.
Ada, Minnesota farmer John Brainerd says rain is delaying planting progress.
This morning, it looks like about a quarter of an inch, which is, you know, it's some, it's nice. We could maybe use another quarter of an inch at some point here.
Brainerd is hopeful to get all of the crops seeded this spring, wheat, soybeans, and sugar beets. Last fall's unharvested sugar beet ground is still pretty wet.
Covers up the soil, doesn't allow the sun to dry the topsoil, and so we're just trying to wait and be patient. But I think hopefully this week, if we get, you know, some weather that will cooperate, that we could be done by the end of the week.
Bayer Crop Science Technical Sales Representative Carter Medallion says corn planting is mostly wrapped up in the Rugby, North Dakota area.
Well, that Highway 2 corridor is kind of shifted, and if they're not completely shifted over more, shifting over every day to soybean seeding, I think there will be a little bit of sunflowers that go in here and there, so I don't know that any of them have been planted yet either. Corn is, for the most part, done. You know, we lost some corn acres between the late spring and then, of course, what's happened with ethanol industry and pricing.
Medallin says north central North Dakota is still seeding some spring wheat.
I cover north central North Dakota. The middle tier is probably getting, I guess, a little bit closer to the end of wheat seeding and ready to transition, and even probably some of the lighter ground growers already transitioning to soybean seeding. The northern tier, kind of namely that Rolla area, just broke loose kind of last week. So they just got started seeding, and of course the concern is there if we would get any more delays weather-wise, it could trigger some prevent plant acres.
South of Valley City, Monty Peterson had a tough time getting corn in the ground, and soybean planting isn't going much easier.
You know, I think the corn, I've kind of given up hope. I managed to get in, a couple of partial fields here. We've kind of switched over to soybeans now. We've gotten a start with the soybeans, but we certainly have a long ways to go, and we'll keep working at it. You know, hopefully, every week that goes by, I guess it does get a little bit better, but it sure isn't coming around very quickly.
And Peterson says he's checking fields today to see if he can get more done.
You know, we have to be careful about where we go. It is so sticky right underneath of the surface. We've got to try and be cautious of not making a mess just to get seed planted. And we're doing what we can, I guess, where we can, and but it's a slow process.
The planting pace has been slow in parts of northeastern South Dakota. Hutton, South Dakota farmer Troy Connect describes field conditions as unusually wet.
Carryover high water table has really affected us. The Jim River, which isn't far away, is above flood stage, and then we've got the Coteau Hills east of Britton. The lake system there ran all winter, and all that water comes our way as well. We got our corn wrapped up fairly quickly, but we only had 25% of those acres available, so it didn't take long. You get south in that Groton area, they got a little more done before the rain came, but they're awfully wet now. If you go west of the Jim River where it gets a little higher, I'd say they're more like in the 50 percentile range for corn planting.
Connect has moved on to planting soybeans, but hasn't made too much progress.
Same thing, west of the river, land's fairly available. Right here where we live in this immediate area, it's just going to be a struggle to get anything planted. We like probably a 1.0 maturity to 1.2 right here where we're at. Get west a little farther and they'll go a little longer on those maturities, but I think you kind of stick with your plan still. I like doing that until about June 1st, and then after that maybe we'll start going down to like a 05 or an 07 bean.
And that's Crop Watch, made possible by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, O'Toole Seed, and Crary Industries. You're in tune with the Red River Farm Network.